he's competing, and when you do your job, you want to be rewarded for it. It wasn't one call or two calls. It was more than that, and at that point, it's taking the bat out of your hands, so everybody has a responsibility, and Wilson did his job.
I thought you went out to kind of ease the situation, and then you got what was the reason for you?
I still don't know. I went out there to do exactly that, make sure Wilson made his way back into the dugout. I get thrown out. That's just bad feel.
At some point later, you were somewhere else. Well, then Walker got thrown out too.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, once the player's going back to the dugout, let him go back to the dugout. There's no reason to keep watching him, hoping to throw him out. And that to me was another part of the game that I didn't really like, to be quite honest. He missed several calls at the bottom of the zone, and it cost us. And then when you look at Rivas's at bat, that should have ended with a punch out. That pitch was better than the rest of them that he called on Wilson and Jordan. That's just the reality.
I believe Wayno was really good for three innings, perfect for three innings. What'd you see?
Yeah, he was making pitches. He was really efficient. He had guys off balance. It looked really good. And then the Rivas at bat got extended there, the ground ball we didn't get an out on. And then it unraveled pretty quickly. Reynolds got him and then left a pitch down the middle to McCutchen. So all the damage happened pretty quickly. But prior to that, I thought he was doing a really nice job.
Having him at the span of four pitches, what do you chalk that up to?
They got him. Yeah, I mean, those guys are paid to do exactly that. And he left a couple pitches up the middle. Joe's diving, got him down the line as well. They put together some really good at-bats there in a row. They were able to string it together, but prior to that, I thought his stuff looked pretty good.
That second time through the order, that strikes out McCutchen. I mean, it seemed like he had the pick you're describing there, a good feel for how to at least toy with their timing.
And his pitch count was down. Just left some pitches again down the middle and got hit.
When I was throwing, he didn't throw any curveballs. It seemed like he was leaning more on his sinker and other pitches early on. Was that just a cat and mouse trying to keep him off balance?
And he was doing a good job of it. I think he threw 14 curveballs, landed 7 of them. Normally we'd see more of that. If he gets through that inning, he starts using it more and starting guys off with it, stealing strikes early the next time through, but didn't get a chance to do that.